Good morning, everyone. So we're busy with the subject of Ishtadlis. We saw Chovetz HaLevavos. Ishtadlis doesn't do anything, but you have to do it. Okay. That was the one problem we had. We saw from the Ramban, somebody who has proper betochen, whatever that means, doesn't have to make any Ishtadlis, not for anything, that's what he holds. We'll see. That's also something that has to be discussed. Ramban's not so poshut. You can't take it that literally. We'll have to see. Just by the way, the Rambam holds that a person has a chiyuv to go to a doctor. Ramban seems to say that it's awesome. We'll have to see who we're talking about. The machlokes is not as big as it sounds. We once dealt with it. Yeah, I can't remember how long ago we dealt with the subject. We once dealt with this once before. We went through Rav Dessler's Masbe, how you reconcile the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam. But be that as it may, you see the shittas in Ishtadlis here in the Rishonim. I'm at the bottom of Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We go right through with the sugya of Ishtadlis. Shittas Baal Chayva Salavavas, for shittas Rishonim Nosofim, Hiki Ishtadlis, Hi Chayva. The Chiyuv, that's the Chayva Salavavas and other Rishonim. That it's a chiv. We'll see where b'zeh sapecha teichalechem fitzinya. But we mentioned the other day that the chovus alavavus brings it's a chiv the rice already. He brings from the posuk before the chet, after the chet for sure. Everyone will tell you b'zeh sapecha teichalechem. That's why you have to make ishtadlis. But before the chet there was no chiv ishtadlis. We've said that yeah many times. But the chovus alavavus doesn't hold like that. The chovus alavavus holds that there's a chiv the rice to make ishtadlis even before the chet. He learns it out from Ovdo l'shomrei. Hashem put Adam Arishon in the gun, lo'ivdo l'shomroi, not like the other Rishonim that learned that that's oivid v'shomroi. It's talking about mitzvah v'mitzvah, that the Malachim took care of all these physical needs. No, Chovetz HaLevavos learns he had a certain amount of fishtadlis that he needed to make, and that's it. What happened after? We dealt with, we'll see. Okay, we'll come back to that. But the bottom line is the Chovetz HaLevavos is you have a chiv to make ishtadlis. V'ein Adam yoichol lipitos atzmoi mimeni. A person can't pot himself from this. Shekein ha'ishtadlis hi shlichus miyuchedus mes Hashem Yisbarach, because ishtadlis is a unique shlichus from Hashem. Ve'beim tzolos anu mefarsim es shmoi b'chol ha'olam. Via the ishtadlis we make, we mefarsim, we mekad Hashem Shemaim all over the world. I have to just say yeah, that the Chovetz HaLevavos, if you look at the Chovetz HaLevavos himself, says that there are certain people that are potter from ishtadlis. There are people that are potter from ishtadlis. We have to see exactly where he's talking. The law baru. We're not learning Chovetz HaLevavos now, so I'm not going to go into too deeply. But if the Chovetz HaLevavos says that one of the two, that there's a few reasons why Hashem makes us do Ishtadlis, even though it doesn't do anything, he brings two main reasons. The one is that he wants to test us to see whether we'll be faithful. We'll do our Ishtadlis b'nei manos, and therefore somebody who's already been tested and he's passed that test, so then he doesn't need to be tested anymore. So he doesn't need to make Ishtadlis. And also, if we don't have ishtadlis, we don't have to make ishtadlis. We'll have a lot of free time on our hands, and that time will be used negatively. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us busy with ishtadlis. Now, how that fits in with the chi of the rice before the chet, whether that's the chelek of the b'zeh sapecha after the chet, okay, we're not learning Chovetz HaLevavos now. There, that's to be understood exactly. But Chovetz HaLevavos does also agree that there's certain people who have reached a certain level of nemonis by Hashem. They use their time properly. They don't waste their time. You know, he wouldn't have to open the store, he would sit and learn. He wouldn't sleep an hour late. As that person, so he doesn't have to make ishtadlis either. So even in the Chovetz HaLevavos, who holds as a chiv to make ishtadlis, even there are people that can potter themselves from ishtadlis by getting to a certain darga, not in betochen, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says you have to get to a certain level in betochen and then you potter from ishtadlis. Chovetz HaLevavos doesn't have to do with betochen. It's got to do with your level of nemonis. What are you going to do if you're not making ishtadlis? What are you going to look like? And when you make ishtadlis, what will your ishtadlis look like? It will be honest ishtadlis. So it's a test in nemonis. Okay, I'm just pointing that out just to make things, you know, we said we'd make sure that everything's clear. Yeah. So, but Be'ikaron, the Chovetz HaLevavos is talking to us, and you have a chiv to make ishtadlis. So he's going along the line here. The many, many different approaches. The approach here is that panosa, the ishtadlis for panosa and other things as well, is to mefasem shem shemayim. it's to be Makadosh Shem Shemai. Let's see. Nasbezois for Marshall, Yudo Isak for Panasa be Munabe Yosha, called Roy of Yudun Ki Ishi Munu. There's a Yid, he's Isak and his Panasa, the way he's supposed to be, straight, with Imuna, Elach, honest Jew. Called Roy of Yudun Ki Ish Imunu. Everybody who sees himself understands this is a faithful Jew. He does whatever he has to do to makayim the chiyuv of ishtadlus. At the same time, he has betochen in Hashem. He doesn't try and find his way panos by doing crooked things, even gray area things he doesn't have to get involved with. And also, he doesn't compromise his spiritual values in order to get money. That's just not relevant to him. When he conducts himself like that out there in the marketplace, so he's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim and he's Mefarsim. He publicizes the name of Hashem in the world. And the world says, Roy Ployni Manoim Darchov Umamutukani Maisov. And the people see him behaving like this. They go, wow, look at that. Kiddush Hashem. Okay, that's the Malach he's taking. How do you befasten Hashem Hashem when you being an Elech Yid? So the famous Gemara there with Rav Shimon ben Shetach. He bought a donkey from an Arab. When he got home, he found a very valuable jewel around the neck of the donkey. Was under the neck of the donkey, like worth much, much more than the donkey was worth. So Alpi Alochi was allowed to keep it. So Midim told him, Alpi Alochi, it's yours, you can keep it. You know, we didn't give it back. Went and gave it back. And what did the Arab say to him? Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Blessed is the God of Shimon ben Shetach. He didn't say, what was it to Hashem? Say, well, wow, you're a wonderful person, Shimon ben Shetach. You're a blessed person. Thank you so much. You're such an honest person. Thank you. Even the Arab understands if somebody does something like that, that's because there's an emonis to Hashem. Baruch Elokei. That's how you mafasim Shem Shemayim, you kadosh Shem Shemayim when you behave like that. When you do something wrong, people don't say, "Hey, you're a rotter." Yeah, you wear a kippah. Everyone wears a kippah. He's now a rotter. That's how it works. You take the whole world down with you. So that's one of the reasons why Hashem wants us to make ishtadlus, because that's makadosh Shem Shemayim in the world when you do what you're supposed to do. Sabis Rivrocha Yabal Betachreshet, the Legazuz, Legazoz, I don't know what it is, but Czechoslovakia. His grandfather, factory, I don't know what that was. Legazoz, Gazuz, I don't know what my, if somebody knows, you can tell me. Who Atzmo Yeshe Velovet Yom Velayla, Vegam Limutaira Soros Bochrim, Shidodchu al Safsala Yeshiva Shelo. At the same time, he's a Rosh Yeshiva, and he learned Torah day and night, but he also ran a factory. Hasafta Ishtoi, he shenale is Beit HaKharoshes. His wife used to manage the factory. And b'kol yom, ayasava nichnas l'meshech shah v'erech l'Beit HaKharosh, k'day l'sai b'nula cheshbonot. He used to come in an hour a day to do the cheshbonot, to see if everything was okay. But by and large, she ran the factory, and he was in the shiva, he was doing what he was doing. Ugama yam achriya l'gabay pulot ha-moshmiyotoit shal Beit HaKharoshes. Mentioned this yesterday. The minag was to close the factory at Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. And for sure, not to get any orders to fulfill after that time. Anybody came after that time wanted to order, you come back on Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, lo yada. The Gemara in Psochim, and Daf Nun Amud Beis says, "Ha'isa Malacha ba'arfei Shabbatos yamim tovim min amin chulamala einu roin siman bracha loylo." Somebody who's involved, it's not the lochas. I'm just quoting the Gemara. If it's relevant to you, ask your Shalis. But there it says, "From mincha ulamala, you won't see siman bracha in the Malacha you do on Erev Shabbos." Okay, fine. So from Chatzos already, they were machmir. No more business. One of the regular good clients came. He wanted to order goods. This guy's way he conducted his business. He only used to come once or twice a year. He used to buy a lot of stuff for the whole year. The profits that they used to make out of this plant was massive. And he also, this time, he wanted to order a lot of stuff because Hashem's not going to test you. At 12:05, somebody's not going to come in and want to buy $20 worth of stuff. He's not going to test you with that. They'll only say, you tell him, I don't work. The guy says, I won't come back again. Fine, keep your $20. No. If Hashem's going to test you, he's going to test you with your best client who's coming to buy goods for the whole year. That's a test. Asafta Roshana Isa Nevucha. Safta didn't know what to do. They had a lot of debt at that Tekufa. Things had not been going so well. So they needed the money, of course, because if you're sitting with $50 million in the bank and a guy wants to spend $1,000, that's also not a test. He has to come and test you when you mamash, when your back's against the wall. This deal could have taken them out of all the choivas and could have set them on the path. How's that for a test? There's a law, it's a law pashut. That's a real test, eh? That's a proper test. Kivin shelo yada ma lasot, regardless of the safta, she didn't know what to do. I would know what to do. Whatever, one Shabbos in 1,000, so you work on Erev Shabbos, ma, what's the problem? No, she didn't know what to do, so what did she do? She went to Saba to ask him, what should we do? As chivoso achad mashmuta yisa lo. What are you talking about? We don't do business on after midday on Erev Shabbos. Is it after midday on Erev Shabbos? We don't do business. Yes, but no, they're not bad. Erev Shabbos Achad says, Lo Osim Shum Asakim. We don't work after Shabbos. They're all finished. Yeah, but no bad. Hasafta Nesiti L'Rakechet Amadoto. She tried to persuade him. Nishto Zoy. But some of you don't understand. With this deal, we can take ourselves out of all our financial problems. We can pay all our choivus. We can, for sure, you have a chiv to make ishtadlis here. V'kach hi amro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalach matana kol gedoyle. This is Baruch yesterday. Baruch, you there somewhere? Yeah, this is the story you told me with the guy that's drowning with the ships, the airplanes, kach. So the Safta said the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalach matana kol gedoyle. Kedei le'oil lanu, to help us. And then they kach noichel gam ligmol chesed im abroit kedar chenu maaz. It's always the Yetzer Hara tells you, with this money you're going to make, you can give stock. You know, if you steal this money, why? How much stock you can give? For sure. Gam nesoy. Umaaz ataoyim lizroket hamatanazu, you're telling me to throw this out the window? Now someone's got a new nesoy, because now Sholom Bais is at stake here also. Eh? Hashem built a nesoy in your wow. So what did he answer? Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitze ono la asaba b'nimichus u'b'chaltiyos. Very firmly and calmly he said, if Hashem wants, lo yitochen se HaKadosh Baruch Hu chlit lishloach li et ha'panos azu davke b'erev Shabbos achar chatzos. Hashem give me panosa anyhow way he wants. The lo yitochen that Hashem sending me this panosa davke Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, because he knows I don't work on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, so why is he sending it to me now? Tshuva zu shenevo mo'eika lev, biyate es bitchoyne amiti b'kodesh baruch hu. You have to be real with this, by the way. He was real. That was an expression of the enormous betochen that he has in Hashem, true betochen. Shu mefanes velo hamescha v'ishtadlis hashka bo. Hashem is mefanes, not the ishtadlis, not the deals, not the orders, not the clients. That's where my panasa comes from. My panasa comes from Hashem. I have to make ishtadlis beseda, but ishtadlis is then limited to the rules and regulations of ishtadlis. My hilchus ishtadlis says we don't work off the chatzos on Erev Shabbos. So I'm not going to be over. What about panasa? How's the kesher panasa to work? Ha'panasa sheli ha'daiga shel Hashem yisborach. My panasa is Hashem's problem, not mine. I have to prepare a kli if that's what Ishtadlis is. That's what he says. I'm not going to argue now. We have to see. That also needs a hezbeh. Is that what Ishtadlis is? It's the prayer, preparing the kli. And if you don't prepare the kli, what Hashem can't mefanes you. Okay, we'll have to see exactly what that means to prepare kli. Lo yada maze. Umekiven shehazmanos haschera einu ele kli lebirkas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the hazmanot schera, this guy coming and ordering the Ishtadlis we make, that's just a kli which can hold the brocha that Hashem wants to give us. At a time the brocha is not guaranteed. This is time we've set aside for achonas, for kodesh, for Hashem, for achonas the Shabbos. I don't work for nothing. Sorry, I'm not doing it. Big pilsum of kiddush shem shemayim. A person is omed beikronot, even in the face of losing so much money. If he wasn't someone who's oisek in panasa, he wouldn't be able to ever come to such a kiddush Hashem. It's only when you're oisek in panasa that's where you can come to do things like this. Dafka de shtadlis nitno loy haizdamnut lochir ke einu moiche es ikronoita ruchrim ba'ad nazid adoshim. Like the Chovitz Lavov said, that one of the reasons Hashem gave us to do shtadlis is to show and I'm honest. I don't sell my spiritual values and my principles, okay, for a bowl of lentils. No. I don't know if this had a happy story on ending to the story or not. I don't know what happened in the end. The guy came back Motzei Shabbos and ordered double. That's not what happened afterwards. It didn't. They made the money. They didn't make the money. It's a local kach. The loman yenoti. Aval what? You see here clearly. There are a couple of things you need. First of all, you know that your status is not a prize you panasa. Hashem provides you panasa. Your status number two has to be in line with the gedorim that Hashem provides us with. Number three, if you have your own spiritual ikronot, yeah, it's not also to work after midday. That's not mincha yet. Like the morning psachim there says, which mincha is don't have mincha tanim, gedoyla, veisnish. And even there, there's heterim. If it's l'tzorich panasa, you can work, whatever. It's to pay off chayvus for sure. Aval, they had spiritual values. We don't break their rules. Those are finished. How do you do that? You do that because you know that your panos has nothing to do with your ishtadlis. And you know that ishtadlis, there's a Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Ishtadlis. What is Hilchas Ishtadlis? You have to do the ishtadlis in accordance with Shulchan Aruch. You can't decide what you want to do. And then you get a test like that. And not everybody gets tested like that. That's a major test. But for him, it was Pasha. We don't work on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. I had a friend, he told me when he got married, his wife told him, she told him two things. The one's not relevant, but the one thing she said is, if you marry me, you don't work after midday on Erev Shabbos. He's a highly successful lawyer, big shot lawyer in high business in a lot of, proper commercial stuff or whatever. And she said, that's it. You home on 12 o'clock on Erev Shabbos. I don't care, summer, winter, lo mashane, you don't work. That was one of the two times. The other one's not relevant. As and then kept it. That was it. Erev Shabbos, 12 o'clock. That was it. He closed the office. He went home. Lo Mashaneh, what was going on? Lo Mashaneh. Now, I'm sure he had a lot of tests. For sure. You're not going to do something like that. Hashem's going to ignore it. Well, yeah. There's the Echze Olech. Okay, fine. So everybody here knows what I'm talking about. We've all had any shyness, maybe not as big as this, but we all have our principles. We all have certain things that we don't want to do, and you get tested with it in business. Now, if you're not doing ishtadlis, if you're not there working, you could never build those muscles. You could never prove your name honest. You couldn't because you're not making any ishtadlis. So that's one of the reasons we have to make ishtadlis, is to make this kiddush Hashem and to prove our name honest. Nimtzei for ishtadlis hishliches miyucheres shehut laladam. Ishtadlis is a unique shliches that is placed upon a person. Shliches hamechayevet oto litametz linhoig b'mokam avadoise keroi. It's a shlichus that obligates a person to mamash mitametz, to strengthen himself, to conduct himself in the workplace in a proper fitting way. Ulekadashem shemayim berabim. Mekadashem shemayim berabim. What do you have to do? You have to be mekadashem shemayim berabim. Hayishtadus hi matara bifne atzma. Ishtadus is a goal on and of its own. It has nothing to do with panosa. Va'ein lo keshe yoshi lehasogas haponosa. There's no direct connection between getting panosa. No. Nimtze im kain, shekashe ein la'adam matara b'ishtadlis misuyemes, gon shehu adam tzadik, this is a chovas al avodas. When there's no particular goal for this person to make ishtadlis, for God, he's a big tzadik, ומפסם מסיימונה בהשם על ידי עמולה בתוירה בדלת המויסוף, he's מכד השם שמיים, through his עמול בתוירה, ומקרה זה השם יזמין לו את פנוסה בדרך אחרת, השם מופני פנוסה in another way, he doesn't have to make his status, because he's being מכד השם שמיים through his avoidance השם, you have to be able to do that, not everyone can do that, not everybody, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, can sit in a room somewhere, in a little apartment there, in a little Bnei Brak, and the entire world revolves around his front door. Reb Chaim Kanievsky never gave a shiur. He's not a big orator. You know, you won't find him on TorahAnytime.com. He's not a mashgiach. He's not a great orator, whatever. Aval Yoshav, 90 years, he sat and he learned, and the whole world, no one moves without him. So he doesn't have to go to work to Makar Hashem Shemayim. And Kiddush Hashem Godol Mizeh. And the other tzaddikim like him. So for sure, I don't know what he does for Panosa. I'm not saying, I don't know. Maybe he does make Ishtadlus. I don't know. About how he mefarnesses himself. That's not the point. But the point is I'm just using it as an example of what he's talking about here. You see somebody who made no Ishtadlus whatsoever anywhere, sat and learned, and was Isaac in Avodas HaKodesh all his life. Rav Elashev, for example. Okay, Rav Elashev was a dying on the base thing. He did work, whatever. I don't know, whatever. But for the last 70 years of his life, Mustami, he didn't do anything other than sit in a little room there in Meisharim and learn. And the whole world came to his front door. The biggest businessmen in the world, the biggest politicians, the biggest government, the door, the ministers, they don't zaz the Reb Chaim. What does Reb Chaim say? But excuse me, what did he do? He's not Makar Hashem Shemayim? No, he doesn't have to go to work. He doesn't have to open up a makole downstairs in order to Makar Hashem Shemayim. How does he makam his chiyuv of ishtadlus b'seder? You ask him one day, maybe he was Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was a gold dealer. He used to trade gold in Switzerland. The great Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Sadik Yosod Oilam. Okay? So Mustami, he set aside a bit of time every day to makam the chiyuv of ishtadlus, whatever. Okay. Well, that's the vortia. Somebody who's already passed his lotzavich. Hashem will find him panosa some other way. Yudi zi ein tzorich b'ishtadlus sheru masig et matarosa v'aruchnias al yaday avodas hakodesh shelo. The spiritual benefits of ishtadlus he gets because of his avodas hakodesh. So he's potter from that mitzvah of ishtadlus. Or he's doing the mitzvah in another way. I don't know. Yudi ha-sipach shereb zusha me'an Napoli shiragala likabal es aruchoto miyodov shel adam yusam be'irei. Reb Zusha used to get his meal, his midday meal. A certain yid used to bring it to him every day. A kol boker b'terem in the morning, before the meal would come to him, Nosser Reb Zusha tefillah l'Hashem. He would say tefillah, Rabbeinu shel olam, Zusha raev. That's a tefillah, okay. Rabbeinu shel olam, I'm hungry. V'amna miyad bo yisusha, chnisi lo es aruchot toy. Then this yid would come in and put the tray down in front of him. Boker echad, Shama mitiboy is tefilosel shel Reb Zusha vitrem beliboy. One day he heard Reb Zusha saying this tefillah. Madu al ponel Hashem, he says, I understand, why is he asking Hashem for the meal? Alo ani, hu yodei she'ani mevi lo es aruchoso. He knows I'm the one giving him the food. Mazeh kashut to Hashem. Vim kena lav lifnoit alai. He should say to me, Yankel, please bring me breakfast. Mazeh kolosh baruch hu, I'm hungry. I'm the one giving him his food. Ichlit oi sa odom. He decided today when Reb Zusha says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm hungry, I'm not going to take in the tray. And it's me. Sorry, tomorrow he came and got up. He heard a voice. After he finished learning, after doing whatever, like he did every day, the Yid Yaz Reb Zusha saying, Rabbi Shalaylam, Zusha Raev. I'm hungry. Ulapeta acha kamaragayim hadelet nifchachat umegash amus huchnas el atzadik. A few minutes later, the door opened and in came a big tray, wow, like piled up, a Gavaldi Kamil placed in front of the tzadik. Ishtayma mishrava. He asked the Gabbai, me minetan lacha oichal avur atzadik. Where did the food come from for the tzadik? So the Gabbai told him, Adam Zar, the strange guy in town, a visitor in town, Hevel Aruchozu, Avur Reb Zusha. Avur Reb Zusha. Hello, Sipo, Ki, Begiela Ir, this Yid, this guy that brought the food to Reb Zusha, when he came to the town, Upogab Reb Zusha, Vapiru Bederech Halatza Letoy Chabot. He came around the corner, whatever, he bumped Reb Zusha, and Reb Zusha fell into the mud. He didn't know who he was, whatever, so he didn't mitachess too much to it. By the way, you shouldn't even do that to a Jewish, to a poshut yid. If you knew it was a bzusha, you wouldn't do it, but to another yid, you would do it. What kind of a person is this? To a normal poshut yid, you can push into the bot. Ulam lachash enayde mihu, when he found out who it was, hichlit lefaisa v'ichan lemshem naruchad v'shem. So he brought him, he decided to mefais him, so he brought him this gavaldi kamil. I'm just a shliach to give the bzusha the food. Hashem needs shlichim. That's another kasha we can ask. Yeah, Hashem, we're going to deal with all of this. Hashem doesn't need a shliach any more than you. Rav Miller used to say, Rav Motcha Miller from Gateshead used to say, do you have a machine to scratch your ear? Your ear's itchy, so you have a special machine to scratch it? No. No one would waste any money to buy a machine to scratch your ear because you can do it yourself. It's very easy. You just scratch your ear. What's the problem? So what does Hashem need shlichim for? What does Hashem need the shliach for? Teve is a shliach of Hashem. It's like you're having a machine to scratch your ear. What does Hashem need shlichim for? Okay, just bank that. Hashem will come back. We'll try and understand that. The approach to reality that the teve is a shliach of Hashem. What does Hashem need the shliach for? Hashem's called Yochel. You only need a shliach if you can't do it yourself. So you send a shliach to do it. What's the space for shlichim in the system? Okay, we'll deal with that. That's Hashem. But that's it. Okay, so he realizes he's a shliach of Hashem to take the food to Reb Zusha. But if he doesn't want to do it, so someone else will do it. If Reb Zusha is meant to get breakfast, he's going to get breakfast. If he's not meant to get breakfast, you can carry in 50 trays. He's not going to get breakfast. Someone who's makal Hashem Shemayim differently. Look, that's not us. Aval, he doesn't have to make panasa in the normal ways. Anoshim kadoy she'elyo and kerubzusha hayu misharim ba'atzman mitzioisim kedusha b'kol mokum. They were spreading and radiating out kedusha wherever they were. As the Lord tzarich lo se yotem izeh. Rav Amar Chazal kol amakabel alav teira mavirin mimenu. Someone who there, the Mishnah says, the Gemara there says that someone who's makabel on himself, all tayrus, they take away all malchus for all derech eretz. Okay, that's the okay, but you have to know how to be makabel all tayra. First, you have to be makabel all tayra. I was makabel all tayra, and you see, they didn't take away the okay, so maybe you were in makabel all tayra. The makabel all tayra is. The Torah says if you makabel al Torah, then even of all malchus v'ol derech eretz, then the Torah means that. So if you haven't had all malchus v'ol derech eretz removed from your vice list, you haven't makabel al Torah. That's poshut. What does it mean, makabel al Torah? So those for the tzaddikim. Okay. Let's see. Let's stop there because we're going to start here something else. Okay. Let's Hashem. Yeah, these will be.
I have a question. How to know if we are doing a wrong ishtadlut? How to know if the ishtadlut is correct or not?
You mean halachitly correct or matim
for
you?
No, matim for me.
Oh, good question. Excellent question. So that the Chovas HaLevavos in Shara B'Tochen gives a whole lot of criteria, a lot of different gedorim, how you know. It's never 100%. You have to play with it a bit. The first thing is to know who you are. For example, if you are a very physically weak person, so then don't look for ishtadlus as being a blacksmith or working on the road gangs, you know. Yeah. If you're not so good at maths, so don't make your ishtadlus working in an accounting company. You have to know your strengths and weaknesses, and you have to see what are you good at? What are you good at? That's the first thing. Second thing is, what do you enjoy? Weren't expecting that, huh? What do you like? What do you enjoy? If you're not drawn to something, if you're not interested in a certain thing, if you're not enjoy, you don't like that particular subject, then why are you busy there? You know, computers leave you stone cold. You have no interest, no draw. If you'd walk into a waiting room in the doctor and there'd be all magazines there, the last magazine you'd pick up is, a Computer Today or whatever, yeah? Because they're just loman yenotcha. Says, and don't get a job working in computers because that's just not what you're good at. It's not what you enjoy. Yeah. So, and that's what he says. Well, then you find something that's matim for you. You have to daven also that Hashem will help you to find the right panosa, the right thing that's matim for you. Also, not every minute of your day you're going to enjoy. Not everybody in their business. Let's say a guy's got a business. He's got a store. Modman, you know, hardware stuff. He opens up a tambour and he's working and he's buying and he's selling and he's got a good business head. Doesn't mean every minute of the day is going to be a geschmack. No, but it means overall, he gets sipuk from what he does. Yeah? And he's good at it. Now that's how you know that you're doing the right panos, you're writing the right shtadlis. How much ishtadlis you need to make, we'll deal with that. That's a very complicated question. The true answer to that question is you have to have a rov. How much ishtadlis you should be making and how much you should be learning and doing what you're doing, that's a very complicated discussion. Everybody has this dilemma. We all have too much to do and not enough time to do it in. There's family, there's learning, there's panosa, there's just taking care of your own private things, there's going to doctors, there's this, there's leisure time, there's a whole many, many things you have to squeeze into a day. So how much time do you give to ishtadlis? The lo pashut bichlal. It's based on a lot of complicated factors. I can't go into all of that now. That you have to ask. The best thing is to have a rov that can help you through that. Or if not a rov, at least somebody who's a bit intelligent, who's objective. It means lo echpat lo, how much you work and how much you learn. He's got no personal interest in what you're doing. So that could also be good if you have someone you trust, a friend or whatever. So it's got to be somebody who's objective. So that's that question. Now, this is the Chovis HaLevavos says, now the Nisoyin comes in. You've chosen the ishtadlis and it's right ishtadlis for you, yeah? Now the panos is not coming. Should you change your ishtadlis? He says, for sure not. Because look, surely ishtadlis. Odd poem, you have to ask shalas about that. I had a Talmud who Mamash was in doing the right panos. There's no question. There was more odd matim for him. Anybody who knew this guy knew that the ishtadlis he was making was, it wasn't one of, you know, sometimes it's posh. Yeah, that's what he should be doing, yeah? And he was having a hard time with panos. And he kept coming to me, and I'm not going, what am I? So I kept sending him to Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. He had a keshu with Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. And Rabbi Hillel kept telling him, no, it's the right panosa for you. The ishtadlis has got nothing to do with the panosa. You keep going. Today, he's on his feet, and he kept going back to Rabbi Hillel. Yeah, can't anymore, whatever. You're making the right ishtadlis, keep going. So, yeah, I mean, that's the tar of the Chovis HaLevavos. If you're good at it and you enjoy it, probably that's what you should be doing. Now, what happens if you have two things you're good at and you enjoy? Okay, fine. So you use your seichel, you'll work it out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You get some people that are mamish. They love business and they enjoy business and the wheel and the deal and the dos of that. So go for that. You see, some people, Hashem gives everybody. Hashem needs a world to run. Yeah, we need shoemakers and we need doctors and we need everybody. You need to get through the day, you need the guy that owns the Makolet and the guy that owns the shoe shop. Why is he in the Makolet and using the shoe shop? Because Hashem gives a person a tvia. What are you drawn to? What are you drawn to? I'll tell you very quickly. If you haven't got time, you can leave. I'll just, if you have 1 minute. Before I started the yeshiva, I was between jobs. I didn't know what to do. And a very good friend of mine who was in big international business suggested, because I'm a lawyer, he said, you should go do international tax law. Do your master's in international tax law. There's a lot of big companies today that pay retainers. They pay lawyers retainers to just be consultants for international tax law. They're doing business all over the world, and they're involved in 3 different countries and whatever. And it's the game, and there are not many people qualified in this. And at Mamash, you could do really well. You could learn most of the day. You know, you'd have to travel a bit. Is a Mamash Matim, it's great for you. So I thought, that's Gavaldic. I had a look into it. I could do my master's in a year. And I could, sit back and learn and whatever. Exxon Oil would pay me $1 million a year just to wait, you know, to be there, you know, to give them a few bit of advice, whatever. That sounded not geschmack. Anyway, I went to one of my rabbis. I was talking about this. He said, if you would walk into the waiting room of a doctor, and there was a whole pile of magazines there, and one of them was on international tax law, are you likely to open it up and read it? I said, no. He said, sir, that's not for you. You're not drawn to that at all. You are not drawn to that field bichlal. For me to sit and try and work out international taxes and laws and monies and finances, I would go nuts. It would torture me. I wouldn't, there's a law bishvili. Yeah? So then that's not for you. That's not the ishtadlis. You're not drawn to it. You have no cheshek for it. So why are you doing it? You know how much money I could make? Well, how much money could you make? Can't make any money. The Hashem gives you the money. So you're going to torture yourself to make ishtadlis? Make ishtadlis you enjoy. What a brocha. Imagine if you can make ishtadlis that you're good at, that you enjoy. You know? I hope that's helpful. It's avoided. It's not just, it doesn't pop into your head. These are hard sugyas, not posh. All right, Rabbi, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good care.